Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Nicole Galinas, longtime Brain Trust member, author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street in Washington. She's a member of the Manhattan Institute's organization, a contributing editor to City Journal, and a columnist for New York Post. Manhattan-Institute.com.
Right. .org.
Manhattan-Institute.org. CityJournal.com.
.org as well.
.org as well. Okay, I forgot. So that check those folks out, folks. And your column is posted on both of those. I know you have a regular column that you put out there. They can find that in either one of those websites, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, so we're talking about Puerto Rico. And when we went to the break, you were talking about, you were going to give us a report on the Corps of Engineers, the United States Corps of Engineers, taking over the power recovery. The point Nicole is making, folks, is that, and I was trying to get her to talk about something else, and she keeps reminding me that all this other stuff is not going to happen until we get power. You can't plug in an electric saw to build a building if you don't have power to plug it into, right, Nicole?
Right, and what they're doing now is very inefficient, and people burning diesel generators,
bad. So are you saying that the place is complete? It sounds to me like there's no leadership. It's a little bit of chaos down there, it sounds like.
Well, it is chaotic, and then we have the Army Corps of Engineers that's been letting out its own contracts. They've got more than $300 million in contracts. They're going to be awarding more. And it's just hard to overstate how unusual it is to have the Army Corps be in charge of
right.
a long-term project like this. You know, they help out. In Florida,
right.
they got emergency power to shelters, to hospitals, and they did that quickly, and then they left the scene. And in the more general repair of the power grid, it was the Florida Power and Light and the other power companies that were in charge of
right.
this. And here, we have the Army Corps say we're going to be in charge of repairing power, but it brings up a lot of questions. Is, you know, as you mentioned, the power company is bankrupt along with the rest of the island.
They're basically bankrupt, and there was already before the storm there was already a debate about who was going to bail them out, what was going to happen to them, and now they're wiped out financially and physically. So my question to you, Nicole, is. Is this not a humanitarian nightmare for some time to come?
Well, it is, and it has been. And, you know, some stuff we're doing right. I mean, FEMA has been bringing food, water.
But how long can that stay? I mean, FEMA's not designed to help to sustain people.
Right, and it has been a very long time now. It's been 6 weeks. It's a long time for people to live without power, especially in rural areas. You know, the island is mountainous, with the population living in the south and all of
mm-hmm.
the power plants in the north, and so that's a problem. But again, it's not something that should have been impossible to overcome. You know, a lot of places have unique, difficult terrain. And
well, where will the funds come? I mean, if the people with money, the government and investors, were reluctant to go in and help Puerto Rico recover when they had their infrastructure, when they weren't blown away, where's that money going to come from now? I mean, I'm really not seeing a happy ending out down there anyway soon.
Well, that's a big question, and the money in the short term comes from the federal government, but the investors to the power company, you know, the power company itself has about $15 billion in outstanding debt, and then the country or the island as a whole has, you know, another $80 billion in debt.
$80 billion,
and
wow.
There's a lot of, you know, not a lot of people talking about it at the moment, but it doesn't make any sense for taxpayers to put all this money in, and then the money just goes to bond investors who never should have put this money.
Which is what happened after 2008. So, and also Detroit and some other places. This is very frustrating to think about, isn't it?
Right, and it doesn't make sense to build a power grid that is going to have problems again. I mean, even before
I only got about a minute, Nicole. Is Puerto Rico going to become a wasteland? Is it going to stay
I think it'd be better to get this done quickly and give them a good shot at surviving.
Doesn't sound like there's anybody in charge, though. So it's,
right, and that's the problem.
Yeah. I want to say one last thing. Get your thoughts real quickly. If you live on the coast, don't be surprised if Mother Nature comes and gets your house. If you live in Tornado Alley, don't be surprised when there's a tornado coming. If you live on an island, you've got to take the fact, you got to live with the fact that you're going to be hit by a hurricane. And
sure.
I mean, those kinds of things happen, right? You need to be prepared for these things and protect yourself from them. Right?
Sure, but other places that take precautions, you know, not perfectly,
right?
But the problem is, you can only take those precautions if you're wealthy enough to start out.
If you're solvent, which Puerto Rico is not. So this is a I hate to use the term, but it was a perfect storm. Their bankruptcy, their de facto bankruptcy, and then the storm. So God help the Puerto Ricans. God bless them. I mean, they're having a tough time. Hey, Nicole, good report. Thank you for that. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Manhattan-Institute.org, folks. Check that website out. Nicole.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.